Well, the last major piece of the puzzle has fallen into place for Foxconn and its plans to construct a huge LCD screen factory in southeastern Wisconsin. Just yesterday, the state's public-private job agency approved a contract with the Taiwanese company. And WUWM's Annalise Henzel is here with us to talk about the latest developments. Good morning, Annalise.
Good morning, Rachel.
So if you would, please tell us what took place at the meeting where the Foxconn deal got the go-ahead.
Sure. Well, as you'll recall, the legislature approved this $3 billion incentives package to lure Foxconn to Wisconsin, but it was up to the Wisconsin Economic Development Corporation, or WEDIC for short, to approve the actual contract that the state will sign with the company. The WEDIC board approved the package yesterday on a vote of 8-2 behind closed doors. Critics of the big incentives package shouted to make their opinions heard before the board was able to go into closed session.
Does anyone here believe this is going to create 3,000 jobs, much less 13,000 jobs? Is it going to create one job that's going to support a family? No, because this...
Now, since the Foxconn incentives plan was first unveiled this past summer, it's had a lot of critics. There are people who think the investment is too high and who question whether the deal will pay off. Many also are worried about the plant's impact on the environment. But Governor Walker, whose team brokered the deal, has argued the factory will be transformational for the state and its economy. And WEDIC Secretary Mark Hogan repeated that theme after yesterday's vote.
I'm proud of the fact that we were able to get this to this point. I think it's a significant achievement on the part of the state. And we look forward to the next few years when Foxconn becomes really a premier company, not just in the state, but in the United States.
Well, it took weeks longer than Governor Walker had hoped to get to the point where WEDIC actually voted on the incentives package.
That's right. Previous votes were put off, which left some people to question whether the deal was in trouble. One of the board members, Milwaukee State Senator Tim Carpenter, warned that the details he'd seen in the contract exposed taxpayers to huge losses if the company doesn't uphold its end of the deal. And there also was controversy over the fact that initially board members weren't going to have a chance to review the complete contract before voting. Just as the board was about to go behind closed doors for that vote yesterday, Carpenter pleaded for WEDIC to be more open to the public.
I'm begging you to allow us to have some type of presentation so that people feel a little more comfortable with the process. And then second of all, so that we have an opportunity for all of us to vote in public, vote however you wish. But I think that should be part of the record of how we're voting.
So, Annalise, what are some of the key details in the contract that the board approved?
Well, this is a 15-year deal. The company will only get state tax credits if Foxconn meets annual benchmarks for job creation. And Foxconn CEO Terry Gao will personally guarantee 25% of the payback amount. Foxconn and Governor Walker have been promising the creation of up to 13,000 jobs at the plant in Racine County. But Hogan says the company still would be eligible for state incentives if it creates half those jobs.
After this operation gets up and running, the minimum number of jobs that the company has committed to would be 6,500, which if they went below that amount would allow the state to claw back certain portions of the tax credits they have issued.
So we spoke earlier about the divisive nature of the Foxconn deal. So where do things stand now?
Well, the critics aren't likely to go away. In fact, one of the Democrats who wants to run against Republican Governor Walker next year is likely to bring up the issue in his campaign. Dana Walks is a state representative from Eau Claire, and he's also a member of the WEDIC board. And he talked about the contract yesterday.
I voted no. My rationale is that $3 billion spent on one company within one industry is a risk that I think is too much for our taxpayers.
Okay, so what happens next?
Well, Governor Walker and Foxconn officials are scheduling a signing event tomorrow afternoon to sign the contract. Foxconn, by the way, still has to finalize details with Racine County and with the village of Mount Pleasant, which is where the LCD screen plant will be built.
Okay, well, thank you so much, Annalise.
You're welcome.
That's WUWM's Annalise Henzel.